Right, let's get started. So welcome to Radio Jackie, Amanda and Ben. I'm going to start with you, Amanda. Tell me about Share and Care Home Share and actually how it works.
Okay. So Home Share involves bringing together two different people with different needs, and both of them have something to offer each other. Over the past decade, we've worked on Home Share and now have a real tried and tested solution to supporting people in their own homes. So a home share involves bringing two people together with different sets of needs. So on the one hand, we have the householder who has a spare room in their home and could benefit from some practical help and company. And in exchange, the home sharer gives that practical help and company.
And how do you vet people? So how do you vet the person that's sharing the home and also vet the incoming person that's going to share the home with that couple?
For the householder, we try and go and meet the person or meet their family. And we just have a very informal chat about what kind of help they might need and what kind of accommodation they've got to offer. And for the sharer, we do an interview with them, we take up references, and we do criminal records checks. So it's very thorough. It's the same as if you had a home domestic help coming into your house.
That's good. That's good to know. And how many people have you, is this a broad question, but how many people do you actually have involved in home share agreements at the moment or the initiative?
So we run a national scheme and we've helped thousands of people over the years. But at any one time, we've probably got between 70 and 100 matches.
Really? And has that increased? Presumably, we're just coming out of 2 years of pandemic-ish. Has that increased more in the pandemic with young people finding it difficult to find accommodation because of maybe being furloughed, lack of jobs, that sort of thing? Have you had more people coming into the system?
Yes, definitely. And I think also what's happened during the pandemic is that people have realised whether they're old or they're young, they're lonely, and they actually like the idea of the scheme because you're going into a home and you're actually, it's being part of a family rather than just into a flat share where you perhaps don't see anyone from day to day other than, you know, bumping into them in the kitchen.
And for you, Ben, who do you live with at the moment? Do you live with an elderly couple or a single person?
It's a lady called Wendy. She's 86 and lost her husband about 2 years ago now. And yeah, she's just got more space than she needs. And I was looking for a room in London and they were coming up at about £1,000 a pop, which is quite something. And to have your rent reduced to something like £150, and you get the bonus of the company of an interesting character, it seemed a no-brainer to me. I'd had a bit of experience with intergenerational relations before. I went on 6 coach trips with people twice and thrice my age just for a laugh. And that gave me the confidence to share with somebody that was a lot older than me, somebody with more chapters under their belt. And it proved a really fascinating and mutually beneficial experience. And I would definitely do it again.
So how long have you been doing it at the moment with Wendy?
What's it been now? About 14 months.
14 months.
Yeah.
And you basically help her. Obviously, you have a job, I assume. So when you come back in the evening, do you do chores for her? Do you help her with the cooking? Do you share the cooking?
A bit of both. I can work from home, which is nice, especially during the lockdowns last winter. So we were both able to be around a lot and, you know, get each other through that experience. And yeah, I've learned from Wendy. I've learned how to cook a fish pie and how to garnish all vegetables with lots of butter and salt. And maybe I've taught her a thing or two. I'm not sure what. But yeah, it's been a really positive experience. And I can't recommend it more or highly enough.
I think
she
had to switch on her mobile phone and add contacts, didn't you?
You've been teaching her technology and she's probably been teaching you how elderly people have lived through probably stresses more, they will say, you know, I've elderly grandparents and things, and they say, you young people, you don't know what stress is, you know, the stresses we used to go through, you know, you don't, and you had these wonderful conversations. I mean, 86, she would have been probably evacuated during the war somewhere, and they have some wonderful, wonderful stories. And I think you should learn so much from elderly people. And is there one thing you can say that you've actually learned from Wendy Benn? It's changed your life, maybe? Made give you a different perspective on life?
I think it's hard to put your finger on what you learn. It's more that lots of grist enters the mill. And I think the rewards and the fruits will become more obvious as I go forward. But definitely the benefits of being part of a community. Wendy's lived in the same house in the same area for 50 years. And I think my generation is so prone and accustomed to moving around and sampling different countries and cities, which can obviously be wonderful. But seeing the benefits of being a bit more situated and settled and being a part of a community and being neighbourly and those things, that's given me the sort of a taster of what I might like to do going forward, you know.
And that's brilliant. So we're going to have Radio Jackie listeners listening into this. So, Amanda, how would they go about approaching you to join in the scheme?
So we advertise all our opportunities on our website, which is www.shareandcare.co.uk. And the best way to apply is to apply through our website. And we just ask people to tell us a little bit about themselves, and then we will respond and hopefully invite them for an interview and go through our process of checking out and making sure they're suitable for HomeShare.
And do you have a lot of elderly couples or single elderly people looking for somebody to share their home with at the moment, or are you pretty well balanced either way?
It's been extremely busy since Christmas, because I think this is a time when, you know, families get together at Christmas and realise perhaps their elderly relatives do need some more support. And so it's incredibly busy. We've got lots of really amazing opportunities at the moment in you know, across the South East. And I think the type of person we're looking for is somebody who, you know, is living alongside each other. It's not being a carer, but it's about wanting to make a friend and give that person some support in your spare time. So if you like elderly people, if you like the idea of volunteering and supporting somebody, then, you know, please do get in touch.
And would you think this would work in a situation where you have an elderly couple, one of them's quite poorly and the other one's caring after the other one, but just needing another pair of hands to change the
bed? Yes, absolutely.
Help them get around. Yes. This is how it works.
We've got quite a few clients that are part of a couple. You know, dementia obviously is very much part of everyday life, and there are a lot of people affected by it now. And it can be very lonely being in a couple when one of you's got dementia. So it works extremely well to have a home share of them, because not only can they perhaps stay with the person that has dementia when the other person wants to go out, but they can also be a friend to the person that isn't living with dementia. We see it can really change lives for both parties.
And Ben, you're young. How old are you?
35.
So, and you've been living with Wendy for 14 months. Can you see yourself living there quite a bit longer before you sort of branch out, maybe try and find a place of your own?
Well, the circumstances with Wendy have changed of late, so I might be looking for a new vacancy. I won't go into the details, but I would be more than willing to be considered and for new placements, and because it's been, almost uniformly positive experience, and Wendy's got a nice garden, so she's introduced me to, you know, horticulture, and, you know, she's told me what the trees are and the plants, and so that's been a nice initiation. And I'd be more than happy to give it another shot, because it really is a sensible and rewarding initiative and scheme. It seems to meet lots of different needs and relatively easily and painlessly, and I'm surprised it's not more widely known about and sort of exploited, really.
And Amanda, is it widely known? Are we talking, is this nationwide? Are we talking just London area? Is this a nationwide scheme?
Yes, I mean, our scheme is a nationwide scheme. It's we've been matching and mentoring people since 2006, but it is fair to say that it's been very much under the radar of a lot of people's knowledge. We've done a lot this year to promote what HomeShare can bring, and gradually the market is beginning to open up. And I think, you know, we understand that one of the biggest issues that an older person sort of faces when thinking about home share is having someone else living in their home. They might need a bit of help. They might need some company, but it's a big step to allow someone else to come and live in your home. So what we try and do is reassure people that, you know, it's very much about matching people together for us. I mean, we call ourselves professional matchmakers. And it's also very important to reassure people that the procedures that we have in place to safeguard people is, you know, they are immense, and they are no different to if you have a domiciliary carer coming into your home on a daily basis. And I think when you're living with someone, you get to know them, you get to trust them. So it's a big step for a lot of people. And I think that's probably why it's taken time to get off of the ground. But I think with the social care reform that is threatening to come through Parliament at some point, I think, you know, the government are beginning to see that home share is an absolute win-win for people who just need a low maintenance amount of help and support. And at £150 a month, with sort of 60 hours of support, it's a no-brainer. It's a win-win.
Yeah. But if you ever had to sort of get up in the night to help Wendy, she's had to call you and you needed help in the night, or has it been fairly, you know, plain sailing in that direction?
No, vice versa, if anything. Yeah, I've had a few nightmares in her big creepy house and she's had to come and comfort me. No, it's been really straightforward. It's not very hands-on at all. Which is probably for the better if you ask Wendy. It's more company. It's more friendship, really, than anything else. And the natural things that come with friendship is you chat, you help each other out, you're aware of each other, mindful of each other, lend a hand when you can, really. It's not any more complicated than that. It can become, you know, things change and people's needs change during the course of an arrangement or a home share, but Share and Care, the organisation, are always sort of on hand to guide the sharer through that experience if things do change. So, no, again, I'll repeat, I couldn't recommend it highly enough.
Yeah.
And I think Jackie, that's why, you know, it's important to do a home share through an organisation, an agency like ourselves, because we are there to support, yeah, sure, that neither party gets taken advantage of, and that it is a happy and fulfilling arrangement, you know, because that's the point of it. It is really like a flat share, an intergenerational flat share, it shouldn't be arduous, you know.
It sounds to me that it's a perfect solution, and that when you get older and possibly one of the partnership falls ill and the other one is caring, they're faced with two possibilities of either trying to manage on their own and feeling very lonesome and very, very isolated. Or the other horrendous possibility is that one of them has to go into care, and the costs of care are enough to deplete lifetime savings. So they're faced with this horrible dilemma. Do I try and manage on our own, or do I send my beloved person in my life into a care home? So it sounds like an amazing opportunity for people it's a middle road, really, to see if it works. And also out of a couple where one is more elderly than the other, or one is suffering more than the other, the one is quite bright and perky, to have some younger company to exchange views with, you know, football or whatever, if it's a gentleman, or cooking or horticulture if it's a lady. It seems like a win-win situation. So thank you for telling me about it. And